This is the first time this trip. This is perfect. Okay. Musicians, drummers. But first I need my words. Okay. Hare Krishna. O Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, I bow down at your feet. None different from the Lord Himself, you therefore are complete. You shower spiritual nectar that entered in my ears. You're praised by poets and by men throughout the passing years. As one takes bath to cleanse himself in water day by day, one who bathes by hearing you cleans all his sins away. And by your words alone we'll all be freed from Maya's nasty hooks. You spring from Krishna's lotus lips. What need of other books? So let the only scripture be the song that Krishna sung, and let the son of Devaki be worshipped by everyone. O Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. Are you ready to chant with me? I'll give you the cue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sing it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Clap your hands and sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right. So where did Divya go? You have to be here for your class. No other duties. You have to sit. Yes, you cannot leave. If you leave, I stop the class, I go to something else. Okay? Are you comfortable? Would you like a pillow?
No.
All right. Jai. So, Divya wants 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Hello there. Hari Bol. So, let's fold our hands. Let's have a proper Bhagavad Gita class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
So, first we must understand the significance of Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is the gist, summary, essence of all Vedic or Hindu theology. There are four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, various itihasas and histories. But all those books are summarized in one Bhagavad Gita, spoken by God Himself. That's why it's called Bhagavad Gita, the song of God Himself, Krishna, the Supreme Personalidad de Dios. So the Bhagavad Gita is the one book which, if you read daily, you will get more and more transcendental knowledge. There are 18 chapters, and those 18 chapters are divided into 6 chapters each. The first 6, middle and last. Of the 18 chapters, the middle 6 are the most important. And the final verse of the middle 6, the final chapter, is chapter 12, which is called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna says, surrender, what does that surrender mean? It means to do bhakti. It means to serve Krishna through the means of love and devotion. So the first 6 chapters and last 6 chapters are protective coverings for these middle 6. In the beginning of chapter 7, which is the first chapter of the middle 6, it picks up where chapter 6 left off. Chapter 6 ended with Krishna saying, Arjuna, there are many different things, but the best thing is to be a yogi. And of all yogis, the bhakti yogi is the topmost. What is the bhakti yogi? The bhakti yogi has firm faith in Krishna. Your daughter's name is a young one? Sure. Yes, faith. And that word is used in that last verse of the 6th chapter. Sardavan. The bhakti yogi has firm faith in Krishna. And Krishna says, in my opinion, that is the topmost of all kinds of yogis. And chapter 7 begins that by Krishna saying, you should hear from me, touch Srinu, try to hear from me, fix your mind on me. That's why we chant. Where are my beads? The reason why we chant is to practice fixing our minds on Krishna. So, 8th, 9th, we come to this 12th chapter. The whole chapter, Bhakti Yoga. Now, this 12th chapter can be divided into 3 sections. The first section, Arjuna asks a very important, fundamental question that has been asked for millions of years. Arjuna's question is, Krishna, I know that there are 2 paths, an impersonalistic path and a personal path. Arjuna is asking Krishna, in your opinion, which path is better? Should I worship you in the impersonalist method or the personalist? That's an important question. A question that's been being asked millions of years. Krishna answers it in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, in my opinion, now, who's Krishna? He's God. I think that his opinion is kind of important, I would think. Huh? So, Krishna says, in my opinion, you should worship my personal form, like the deity. The mantra is also Krishna's personal form. It's called Nama Prabhu. I can't say to this Prabhu, this is not a Prabhu. A Prabhu is a person. So Nama Prabhu, the holy name, is a person. O Nama Prabhu. So whether we worship the deity or we worship this Hare Krishna mantra. Oh, what is the Hare Krishna mantra? I forgot it. What is it?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. I forgot. I got transcendental amnesia. So, Krishna says, worship of my transcendental form is by far superior. And then Krishna explains why. This is what's great about Krishna. Not only does he tell you why you should do something, but he also explains why you shouldn't do other things. That's important. What to do and what not to do. Actually, in other places in Bhagavad Gita, that is the definition of a demon. He doesn't know what he should do, and he doesn't know what he should not do. But those who are divine, because they read Bhagavad Gita, they know what they should do, and they know what they should not do. So Krishna says, if you, Arjuna, don't worship my personal form, and you go down the impersonal path, klesho adhikataras tesham, trouble. How many people want more trouble in their life? Oh, good, you're intelligent. Krishna says the impersonal path is simply troublesome, difficult. Right? Who's been to New York? So they have this building, Empire State Building. I think there's 100 floors. How many floors are there? 110. So if you had the choice, go up the stairs or the elevator? I don't know about you. I'm taking the elevator. The easy way. I'm not going to go. After about 5, I'm like, and we all do that. When you want to come home at night from work, do you want to go into more traffic or do you want to go with less traffic? Yeah, it's just human nature. You're always going to seek the easiest way to do something. If you can get a job done in 5 minutes or 5 hours, somebody comes along, look, I can do your problem for you in 5 minutes. So sure, yeah, go ahead. On my own, it could take 5 hours. So the bhakti path, because the bhakti path means worshiping Krishna personal. He's a person. The impersonal method takes long time. It is very troublesome, difficult, just the opposite of what we were talking about. Happy, blissful, easy. The impersonal path is difficult, troublesome. Okay, that's the first part of chapter 12. You can still do the impersonal path if you want, because what do we have?
Free will.
Forget destiny. What do we have? We're going to get to that. So Krishna says, like that. So the next part is what I call Krishna's option plan. This is one reason why I like Krishna. Krishna, you're cool. Because he gives you options. It's not black or white. Heaven or hell, that's it. You do what I say or... No, that's not Krishna. Krishna treats you with due deference. Krishna deals with you and appeals to your intelligence. So what does Krishna say? Here's option plan, like, I don't know about here, but in America, for your car insurance, you can get different levels of insurance. If you want that, like what I get for my cars, I get the top, I want complete protection. I pay more, but everything's covered. Now, some people, they figure, so they just get the bare basic. It's cheap, but if you get into an accident, you don't get much in your insurance claim because you only paid in so much. But even insurance, they have different levels. So here's Krishna's premium package. Okay? Premium package. Just fix your mind upon me. That's Krishna's premium option. Just fix your mind on me. After all, I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he says, engage all your intelligence in me. In this way, you will live in me always without a doubt. That's premium optimum package. But Krishna knows you better than you know you. Krishna knows, actually, very few people can do the premium package. Very few. So Krishna says, okay, option number two. Krishna says, okay, if you can't do that, then follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. So what does that mean? You get initiated by a spiritual master. You start to practice regulated bhakti. You get up every day, you chant. How many malas?
16,
minimum. You follow ekadasi, how many days a month?
Twice.
You refrain from 4 sinful activities. No meat, fish, eggs, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. You associate with devotees. You hear and chant. You study the scriptures daily, not once a year when Easter comes. You study the scriptures daily. And when you get initiated by a spiritual master, there are so many rules and regulations guiding you. And what does Krishna say? If you do this regulated bhakti yoga, what does he say? You will develop a desire to attain me. So that is what we're aiming for. The desire, the constant desire to achieve this beautiful Krishna. To be with him and Radha. How many want that? Play with him, dance with him, eat with him, joke with him. All kinds of things you can do with Krishna. I want to eat with Krishna. I want to dance with Krishna. That's my hidden desire. Don't tell anybody. There's lots of things you can do with Krishna. And Krishna knows, there's still people who can't do that. Option number three. Krishna says, if you can't practice the regulations of bhakti, then work for me. Because by working for me, ultimately you'll come to the perfect stage. So some people, they can't perform regulated devotion, but they can do something for Krishna. They can donate some money for Krishna, or help a temple of Krishna, or maybe they'll give their service, like Rakesh, I'll give you as an example. With the temple here, you and your brothers, you have helped with the construction of the new temple, yes? You don't have to be, you know, just, right? And you've also given some ideas, yes? You don't just give your money. You also tell them, now you should do like, right? Yeah. Or you can do service at the temple. So many, you can offer, Prabhu, let me clean the temple. That's working for Krishna. Okay? But Krishna knows, and there's going to be people that don't want to do that even. So Krishna comes with the next one. If you cannot work for me, then act in such a way, but give up the results of your work and try to be self-situated. In other words, be detached. Don't be greedy. Don't just work, 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 and ha, money, money, money. Ooh, look at my money. Let me worship my money. Ah. No. You become charitable. You become detached. And try to be self-satisfied. And Krishna says, and if you can't do that, you should at least engage in the cultivation of knowledge. That's the last option. If you can't do any of that, at least try to become a nice Vedic scholar. Get some transcendental knowledge. He says, but better than that, believe it or not, meditation. Some of you are doing meditation. So that's included. But higher than meditation, now this is good. Higher than meditation is renunciation of the fruits of action. Renunciation of the fruits of action is, I do things, I get some result, but I give it, I share it for good causes. That's actually higher than meditation. Because Krishna says, by such renunciation, you get shanti, peace. Who wants peace? Okay? You want peace? Be charitably disposed. Don't be so attached that I must have all them. Like we see, there's one in America, there's one stupid person running for president, and he regularly brags, I'm worth $10 billion. He's very proud. Actually, he's not, because it's going to come out that he's nowhere near $10 billion, but that's how he's boasting. He boasts. I'm worth $10 billion. That's why I should be president of the United States of Malecha Yavanas. And what is the nature of a greedy person? He has 1 billion. I must have 2. When he gets 2, I want 4. When he gets 4, 8. Just like Ravana. Ravana had a wife, but he also had a harem. And that wasn't enough. He had to have someone else. Who? Sita. And that's what did him in. And all his ministers, all his brothers, everyone was telling him, just for this one woman, you're risking everything? That was his downfall. Lust, greed. I must have the Sita. Ravan. I once was Ravan. Before I was a devotee, lusty. But by Krishna's grace, Krishna said, nah, I smash you. And by being smashed, I'm here today. Thank you, Krishna, for not letting me have Dina, Michelle, and Linda. Thank you for crushing my hopes. Because now I have somebody much better. I have Varuni. Thank you, Krishna. Very happy. But back then, when I didn't have Dina, Michelle, and Linda, I was so mad. One day I almost committed suicide. Really? You know what saved me? I was lying on my bed, chanting, Linda, Linda, oh, Linda. My brother had gone to New York City, and on the subway he found a book. And so he saw me lying on the bed crying, Linda, Linda. And he threw the book. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Beyond Birth and Death. That book saved me from committing suicide. Thank you, Prabhupada. So, Bhakti Yoga, just think of Krishna, topmost. Practice Bhakti Yoga, second stage. Work for Krishna. Be detached. Do meditation or become renounced. You have different options. And if you can't do any of those, I can't help you. Neither can Krishna. You're on your own. Hare Krishna. Panamaki Jai. The final portion of chapter 12, Krishna goes into a nice description of what is a pure devotee. Because there's different levels of devotee. It's not one size fits all. The topmost devotee, right? Non-envious. A kind friend to everyone. Doesn't think that one's a proprietor. No false ego. Equal in material happiness and distress. Tolerant. Satisfied. Self-controlled. He is fixed on Krishna. He doesn't put anyone into difficulty. Nobody's disturbed by. There's no fear and anxiety. They're not dependent on ordinary course of activities. He's pure, expert, without cares, not striving for some personal benefit. Equal to friends and enemies. And some of the things Krishna repeats for emphasis. If you want some examples of pure devotees, Prahlad. You know the story of Prahlad Maharaj. Good. Lord Shiva, another example of a pure devotee. All the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pure devotees. Those who are devotees of Lord Ram, Hanuman, pure devotee of Lord Ram. If you read the Bhagavatam, you'll see that there are nice stories of Dhruva, Narada, Chitraketu. So many examples of Sudama, the Brahman. Sudama was dirt poor. But he was pure devotee of Krishna. He was no anxiety. He was happy. He was happy. He knew I'm poor because of my... He's poor because of Krishna? No, why was he poor? Poor because... It was death. Come on, man. That's your line. He knew it was my destiny to be poor, so he figured, why bother? I'll just worship Krishna. And so many other stories of great devotees of Krishna. So the final verse of chapter 12. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engages in faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. So you have to ask yourself, is Krishna the supreme goal of your life, or is making money the supreme goal of your life? Is the supreme goal of your life to become famous, to become president, to become popular, or is the goal of your life to become lover of Krishna? Only you can answer that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.